This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The owner of a shuttered boarding school in Lee County for troubled teens is charged with several sex-related offenses against his students. He is asking the court to release him from police custody while his criminal case proceeds. Ben Train wore a brown Lee County jail jumpsuit and shackles while testifying during a bond review hearing Monday morning in Keokuk. He wants to be released on his own recognizance or to have his $500,000 cash-only bond reduced. Train is accused of forcing a female student at Midwest Academy to perform sexual acts with him multiple times and of having female students undress in front of him before having physical contact with them. He entered a written plea of not guilty to all of the charges against him. Train's home address is listed in Idaho. He told the court during his bond review hearing, though, that he has an apartment in rural Lee County where he will stay during his legal proceedings. Train owned the apartment complex where he would stay until March of last year, selling it a couple months after police raided Midwest Academy amid allegations of sexual abuse. The state argued against the change in Train's bond. It says Train has no connection to Southeast Iowa. His family and other relatives are in Idaho and Utah. The state also says the nature of the crimes warrant the higher figure. District Court Judge Michael Schilling told both sides that he does not like to make a ruling from the bench. He said he would review the information and release his decision on Train's bond this week. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.